Foreign ministers from the five permanent members of the UN Security Council in Germany met in Paris today. And once again, the subject was Iran's disputed nuclear program. But this time, the ministers decided they'd had enough. They said Tehran was not negotiating seriously and agreed to refer Iran back to the UN Security Council for possible punishment. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Paris.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice had signaled that today's meeting would likely result in a tough conclusion. She'd said that Iran had given a disappointing and incomplete response to a package of incentives put forward by EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana last month. Solana himself met with the top Iranian nuclear negotiator yesterday and declared he too was disappointed with Iran dragging its feet. Secretary Rice did not speak to the press. The host of today's meeting, French Foreign Minister Philippe Douste-Blazy, read a statement.
Les Iraniens n'ont donné absolument.
Iranians have given no indication at all they are ready to engage seriously on the substance of our proposals. We are profoundly disappointed with this situation, but have no choice but to return to the United Nations Security Council.
Tehran was referred to the Security Council early this year, but work on a UN resolution was delayed to allow the Iranian leadership to respond to the EU incentives, which included a state-of-the-art nuclear reactor with a guaranteed fuel supply and other economic benefits. The six foreign ministers in Paris today said they will seek an initial resolution requiring Iran to suspend its uranium enrichment. If Iran does not comply, harsher actions such as sanctions will be sought. British Foreign Secretary Margaret Beckett said the Chinese and the Russians are in agreement with today's actions.
The outcome of today's meeting shows yet again the unity of the five permanent members of the Security Council and Germany. And of course the feeling too and that unity is key to maintaining international consensus.
Beckett and her German counterpart said the door was still open for the Iranians to freeze their uranium enrichment program and thereby prevent United Nations action. But analyst Mark Fitzpatrick of the International Institute of Strategic Studies in London is not optimistic that Iran will now agree to suspend its nuclear program.
Iran's current leadership has staked out such a strong position that I think it's going to be very difficult for Iran to agree to a full suspension. And the question is there anything short of a full and absolute suspension that would meet the bottom lines of both sides? Some subtle diplomacy that could be worked with a subtle language that could allow Iran to save face.
If he's right, that puts Iran on a collision course with the UN powers over the summer. But it's likely to be a slow-motion collision as every possible avenue of action is debated and discussed as the United Nations tries to force Tehran to curb its nuclear ambitions. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Paris.